When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Okay, welcome back. Heidi Hollis with us. Heidi, of course, is that truth seeker of the unknown, an expert on shadow people, the Hat Man phenomena. She actually gave them both their descriptive names in her books, The Secret War, a true story about a real alien war, and Shadow People and the Hat Man, the true story of evil encounters. Heidi is a radio talk show host, The Outlander, a cartoonist, occupational therapist as well. Her paranormal comic strip is called The Outlanders, very popular as well. Heidi, welcome back.
Oh, hey there, George, just making my parents proud.
You know what? You do such a wonderful job every time you're on the program. Every time.
Thanks, George. I appreciate it. Be optimistic.
How did the shadow people and the hat people come your way? What happened?
Oh, gosh. Man, I was just very unlucky. I first spotted the shadow people following a friend of mine, a shadow being, what
really?
I call the head and shoulders shadow. Yeah, that was the first experience. And I thought, honestly, that, I know I wasn't seeing things. I knew I'd seen something. And I saw this thing following us on a bright, sunny day. And we reached our destination, and this thing followed us all the way back. And by the time I got back to my friend's home, I was just beside myself. I'm like, I grabbed a piece of paper and I drew this hulking, shadowy thing with a head directly connected to its shoulders, just black. And, I'm thinking my friend's going to laugh and think, what's going on with this gal? And she takes a look at it and she's just like, oh, that thing? I don't know. That thing's been following me since I was a kid. And I was just like, what? I had to go grab something, and from my room, I was staying at my friend's house, had to grab something from the attic second floor room, only to be met with this thing blocking my way out of the room. It's such a weird thing to express to people that you feel that something is wanting to kill you, to rip your life from you.
Jeez.
And I just closed my eyes, saying a prayer, and walked right through it and made it out of that room. And that began my introduction to shadow people.
Would you say that most of the shadow people that people witness are evil or dangerous?
I would say 100%. I mean, I get some people that are just like, oh, I think, especially Hat Man, he's my guardian. I'm like, I've gotten a handful of those reports, and I'm starting to see a little bit more of that, but I'm like, what makes you think that? Well, because he doesn't scare me, and he just watches over me. And I'm like, you know, but eventually it comes to, if I get the person far enough along or they write me back, they're like, you know, I thought he was a guardian, and then it became this. He became threatening. He became intimidating and talking. And, yeah, so, I mean, it's as if he's gauging how close he could get to a person and what he can do once he does get close. So it's, I wouldn't trust the Hat Man. Anything black and shadowy with red eyes, I don't know, George. That doesn't make me feel warm and fuzzy. How about you?
Ha! Now, what is the difference between Hat Man and Shadow Man?
You know, I come on your show several times. Thank you, George. And
many more to come.
Oh, good. Yay. I'd come on and I described Hat Man as being the Hat Man's shadow. And, you know, I had not seen him. My college roommate seen him, and we had seen so many different forms of shadow people that we just assumed that this was another form that shadow people could take, though he did come through very, very solid. So I just didn't know how to categorize him. And then my email started changing from, this man wears a suit. He sits on my bed. He talks. Sometimes he's clean shaven. Sometimes he's got a goatee, you know, and his hat is changing. And sometimes he doesn't wear a hat. So I was like, you know, hold on, you know. And this guy started introducing himself to some people, admitting and saying he was the devil himself. And, you know, shadow people, they're kind of wispy and they could take on different forms and they're blacker than the night. You know, Hat Man, he could walk through a wall. He could kind of stand in the shadows and look shadowy, but he'll come solid. And
that looks very physical then, don't they?
Very physical, and directing the other shadow entities in the room if there are others.
Are they out to get your soul, Heidi?
Honestly, I really do believe so. You know, gosh, when it comes to the Hat Man, he makes me so mad. I don't even, it's like, it's weird to take it personal, but I get so angry with these emails that I'm getting and the stories that I hear. People saying, he reached into my chest and he pulled my soul out.
Jeez.
As I'm kicking and screaming and begging, and he's dragging me through the wall into the yard. You know, sometimes he's flying them somewhere. And I mean, it's, yeah, he's after their souls. And it's getting worse, George. It's getting to the point that I don't want to say that we're ever going to lose this battle, you know, but I think people need to wake up to the threat, that it's not just a possibility. It's a threat. He is looking. He is coming. It's a crazy thing to say, but where did the boogeyman talk ever come from? I think it came from this guy.
What summons them up, the Hat Man and the Shadow People? What creates them or makes them pop up?
You know, I'm thinking, honestly, there's a definite connection to aliens. If somebody's been abducted, had a lot of alien contact, it seems that shadow beings are not far behind. Hat Man as well. You know, some people... I always say, you know thyself. You know if you like to pet a dog or kick a dog. You know, it's a good way to decide, oh, what side of the fence do I sit on? Well, let's see here. You know, if you know you're a bit rotten on the inside, yeah, these things might make a space in their lives for you. But also, I'm finding more often than not, though, George, this is even more disturbing, that the people that are getting targeted are gifted in some manner, that their light may just be brighter than the next person, and they want to stomp out that light. They want to control their future. So people gifted, when I say that, it's like they may be very empathic. They might have the gift to be able to see things or know things. And my goodness, if a person in a crowd can spot these rotten good-for-nothings coming, if you're a rotten good for nothing, you sure wouldn't want that person in the crowd to, you know, be fully supported and appearing as sane, you know. So these things, try to lean in and crowd their life and isolate them, oppress them, and you know, get them depressed and suicidal and homicidal and anything that you can imagine that's negative.
Any idea where they come from, Heidi? I always thought that, for example, shadow people may have come from another dimension and they kind of leak their way into ours.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you think about alien beings coming in from another dimension and these things being associated with them, you know, I think that, you know, I don't know if I'd really care to find out where the heck they came from because I wouldn't want to visit, but I would say that, you know, I don't think they're from here. I think they're from an other, whether it's another planet, another dimension. And from what I learned from the contact that I had with some alien beings who said this was not their first planet, that they have done this across the universe. People wonder what's the common thread when it comes to various alien beings. And I was told that it's the shadow beings, that they are conquered beings, that they are enslaved to these shadow beings. And my goodness, if Hat Man has anything to do with it, I mean, he's just going to keep building this enslaved army.
What conjures them up, though? I mean, why do they appear? Mm-hmm. Do they sense something about the person?
You know, I find a lot of people are accidentally spotting them. And sometimes, these things will notice. They will notice that, oh, you know, who's watching? And a shadow people see this, they will generally charge the person, and Hat Man will do the same. He doesn't always stick around as much as the shadow beings will, but conjuring them up, I mean, some people are directly doing it on purpose. Sometimes if a violent act took place in one area, suicide, homicide, whatever, it's like a portal of negative gunk gets opened up, and it could center in on a location or a person, you know, a person that I don't always see a clear connection as to why something has happened to a person. But, you know, people that have been abused mentally, sexually, whatever, harassed, they feed into this negative feeling, and it seems to really attract these rotten things to come at them. And it's just to pull them down another notch. Death in the family or death around a person. It seems that when somebody's died in a location of any means, I don't always get why these things are connected to that person that died, but it happens and they may linger and the next person sees them.
You are seeing a newer pattern to the Hat Man sightings. What is that?
Yeah, George, this is really disturbing. Oh, you know, I think the last time I came on your show, I was talking about, you know, I'd ask these people, you know, what is it that you're feeling? What do you feel? What's the Hat Man saying to you when he's there? And it's just like, I think he's trying to recruit me. And it's like, recruit you? You know, like to do his bidding? And they admit yes. And oh my gosh, George, I've been getting reports now that the Hat Man was a Spanish guy, a black guy, a different guy with red hair. I'm like, what? But wearing the suit and the hat.
He's changing?
He's recruiting, and he's convinced some to join him. That's what it sounds like.
When you say convinced some to join, some being what, humans?
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, and
he takes them or what?
Well, you know, people were telling me, you know, he's telling me, hey, come show me you're dedicated to my cause and what I'm doing. This is how you reap souls. Like this is what he's telling these people. Now, I didn't get to follow up with these folks because it's odd. I don't know. I guess people just don't like talking about this freaking demon, but but then I started getting reports from people saying, Catman's bugging me. I'm like, well, okay, tell me what he looks like. It's just like, well, he's this multiracial guy. He's got freckles. What? And then it's another, you know, hey, Hatman's at my door, and I'm experiencing it like this, and I'm like, well, what's he look like? I always ask what
he
look
comes
like.
To people's doors.
Oh gosh, yes, knock on the door.
Now it sounds like that you're more concerned about hat people than shadow people. Is that correct?
I am.
Okay.
I really am. Yes, I really am, because to the level that he goes to and what he's doing, I mean, if these people are taking the place of his bad dealings, my God, he's winning these souls over. He's convinced them to do what he does. And as odd as that sounds, it's, I mean, so clear to these people that are experiencing, like, no, I know it was an African-American guy with curly hair who came to me, and it's they're describing the Hat Man, but it's got a different face, a different height. It's not him every time anymore. I don't think Hat Man has to run around as much as he has, because he's got recruits doing it for him now.
Is it the same? Is the Hat Man just one entity that can materialize at a number of different places at the same time?
I have leaned more towards that being the case. It's just like, well, how can God be everywhere? I'm like, well, can, you know, evil be everywhere? Can it all be connected? Apparently so. But he will change his outfit a little bit, but his presence is always so telling. And yeah, it's, and I've had people that have experienced different versions of him, and they're like, it's him. I saw his hat was changed, or his hat was gone, but it was him. I could tell.
You ever known him to physically take somebody, grab them?
Yeah. I've had many people tell me how he has physically grabbed and taken them out a window. One gentleman who had an outright fist fight with him in the yard, getting smashed up against the garbage cans with the neighbors watching.
Jeez.
As he was trying to lift him off the ground.
Now, if the neighbors are watching, what do they see? Just this guy by himself being tossed around? Or do they see the hat person too?
They saw the Hat Man as well, yeah. Because that was something that I'd asked the gentleman, and he was just like, I was fighting for my life. He said he was trying to take me away. It's like, I mean, here's this big guy in this hat and flying and lifting me off the ground. I'm grabbing at stuff so he's not getting a hold of him in that sense. I mean, just really just disturbing.
How can they manifest to become physical and also not physical?
Well, you know, how does water do it? You know, it's like we've got elements here that can do that type of thing, become very, very solid and very liquid and very gaseous. It's like, well, maybe they're somehow related to an elemental of some sort. I mean, that's
interesting.
The closest thing that I could kind of compare it to be honest, because I don't understand how it's possible, but I don't know. I mean, I think of like our souls being able to slip into these bodies of ours to get around in, but then we don't need these bodies to get around in all the time. So is he able to somehow change the arrangement of his ions to be able to hold them solid 1 minute versus the next? It makes me wonder.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.